Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 8:16 this morning, and I have two guests in the studio with me. I have Wendy Longton. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Try that one more time. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
And I have Lynn Brandon. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Wendy and Lynn are a part of the Sitka Playground Project. And Wendy, do you mind telling me a little bit about what this project is? What's going on?
Yeah, we're after about 4 years now, it's been a group of us have been kind of moving along, trying to revitalize Crescent Harbor Playground. And Build Week is coming up next week. So we're actually going to be installing equipment next week.
Awesome. And how long has this project been going?
So actually, this is the second iteration, the second effort. There was an earlier effort in 2011 that didn't actually end up going anywhere. And then in 2014, a dear member of our community, Sandra Gilber, who was a pediatric physical therapist here and worked with kids on the current playground, passed away. And so there was another group of pediatric physical therapists that got together and initiated the second effort in early 2014 to make this reality come true.
And Lynn, how did you get involved with this project?
Well, originally I was working for the city as the parks and recreation manager and started working with the group from the Sitka Parks and Recreation Committee and then moved out of that position and started volunteering in 2015.
And Wendy, why is this project important? Like, what is it about it that makes you spend your time with it?
When I started, it was that I just saw Crescent Harbor as a place that needed some revamping after moving here in 2013. I knew what kind of cool playgrounds are out there. But recently I became a para with the Sitka School District, and I work at a preschool that uses that Crescent Harbor playground as a place for outside time. And I worked with a little girl who was in a wheelchair, and it was so hard to just get her onto the playground and to try to get her to a place where she could integrate with her peers and play with her peers and enjoy the playground equipment. And this new playground is going to make all of that possible. She's going to be able to be with her peers, be with her family. We're going to be able to get her onto the playground, onto the equipment, and it's just going to be something that she hasn't experienced yet.
Beautiful. And what about this, like, what about the plans are new, like, compared to what was there?
Well, so part of the effort of getting the playground was we had some early funders who, well, the Health Summit provided us. We were a goal in the 2015 Health Summit. And then that provided us with seed money and initiated our fundraising effort. And then we hired Monique Anderson of Anderson Land Planning through an RFP process. And since she's been on board, we had lots of community input into the design. We went to the schools and had an open house. And so this playground has been designed by the children of Sitka. So it features a theme from the forest to the sea. And so the little kids are on the seaside and the bigger kids are on the forest side. So we have like a huge tree fort and then a rope climber. And Monique has been just an invaluable part of our team effort to make this happen. But once we had the design, then we could go to the community and say, this is what we want to do. And the amount of community support has just been overwhelming. It just brings us to tears. There's, you know, 9 core steering committee members that have worked together through through this whole process and, you know, from reaching out to the community for help funding the playground, which has been tremendous, to, you know, working in these last phases with volunteers to get the site prepped. And Monique has been instrumental. And there have been so many people, we can't even mention them all here and do justice to that.
And so the build is starting, and so there's more support and more volunteers are needed. So what does that look like if people can't want to volunteer? What can they do?
Well, if you're not currently liking the Sitka Community Playground Facebook page, I'd recommend that people go to their Facebook account and look for Sitka Community Playground and ask to be a member. And links to the Sign Up Genius, where people can actually sign up for different shifts. For Build Week, which not tentatively, it's Thursday, June 14th. We're starting through Thursday, June 21st, but that could extend depending on our weather. And so they can look for those Sign Up Genius links on our Facebook page, or they can also, before Build Week, up until Thursday, they can contact Bridget or Kay at 747-1771. And during Build Week, starting Thursday, you can call Bridget at 738-5515 or just come down to the playground and we will find something for you to do, find a way for you to contribute.
And is there any specific needs that you have for volunteers?
Yeah, we're really looking, I think, for a photographer. If anybody has photography skills, we'd love if we could do like a time-lapse build video of some sort, or at the very least get some pictures of kind of the process of putting the playground together and just being able to document what a community effort it has been.
And when is this project planned to have to be revealed, to have a celebration?
Well, that's one of the challenges. We're not having our grand opening until July 4th, but the grand opening is July 4th at 10 a.m. So I imagine there'll be some children playing on that playground before then, but because we hope to have it up and running pretty shortly after the build week. So we've got some fencing and other odds and ends to finish up after we do all the tile work. We're actually putting rubber tiles in as the safety surfacing for the playground. So that's the last, one of the last pieces. In the last week we do that. So,
and is there anything that either of you are particularly excited about for this project to come to fruition?
Well, so I said to Emily Kwong the other day, this, you're going to get some really good sound off of this, because we'll open the gates and have all these joyful kids running in and playing, and then all of the steering committee people will be crying.
Oh, yeah. Guarantee. Guaranteed. Bring a box of cakes.
Tears of what emotion?
Absolute joy, yeah, to see those children playing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add today?
No, just come and be a part of it. It's just an amazing, amazing effort by just so many wonderful people in this community. And we want to just say thank you so much to everybody.
Thank you. So I have Wendy Longton and Lynn Brandon in the studio with me this morning. We are talking about the Sitka Playground, community playground, that is coming to, it's being built now. So you can volunteer to help build or bring food. And can we have those contact numbers one more time?
Sure. Before Build Week, you can contact Bridget or Kay at 747-1771. During Build Week, which starts on Thursday, contact Bridget at 738-5515. And like I said, or you can just come on down to the playground and see what we need.
Perfect. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.